Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. If you tuned in at 3:30 for LeSean McCoy, we're sorry. He wasn't on. He might be on later on the show. Might not be on. But a guy who's always on time, 4 o'clock every Wednesday, that is Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store. Baldy, thank you for joining us. How are you feeling?
I feel fantastic, guys. Good to be with you, man. I mean, we're getting ready for some divisional round football. I mean, if you can't get excited about this weekend, you're just not really a football fan.
Yes. Real football. Sure. Real football. Here we go. And how? So Eagles hold the Packers to 10 points on Sunday, get 4 turnovers, 1 special teams, but 3 turnovers from the offense. How impressive did you think the Eagles' defense performance was on Sunday?
That's a pretty good offense. I mean, I'm outside of Josh Jacobs at one run. I mean, they completely shut him down. The quarterback played about as bad as we've seen him play all year. He threw interceptions earlier in the year, but he didn't throw them late. And, they forced him. I mean, Slay made a great play on the outside, but the ball was probably poorly thrown. But regardless, it was great position. He was in phase. And the receivers, they started going down left and right. I mean, they knocked the left guard out. They knocked receivers out. I mean, it's a physical game. And they put guys out of the game. It's a credit to how they play the game right now.
Yeah, I think it was really – really impressive to me to see the evolution, especially because the first game of the year was against the Packers and then this game. Yeah. And the Eagles missed so many tackles in that first game. And Jacobs ran all over them to this game where not only has their play evolved, but even their intensity and how you would describe them. Like it's almost like it's shocking that it's the same season.
Well, they've made a lot of changes. I mean, Cooper DeJean is in the slot. Quinyon started his first game of his career against Green Bay at right corner, played every game since. Zach Bond had never been an off-the-ball inside linebacker. Nakobe Dean was, just making his first start. I mean, he had played, but making his first start. They were starting Bryce Huff at end, outside linebacker. They stopped that experiment. And so, they've made a lot of changes. And then they really, one thing about Vic Fangio's defense is Vic's always going to kind of give you a too-high shell look. They're going to change and get to things, after the snap. But, they're not going to complicate things. Guys are going to be able to play fast. And that's what you're seeing from Nolan. That's what you're seeing from Jalen. That's what you're seeing from Zach. So there's a great deal of familiarity with the calls, what to expect. We know that if they start running the ball well, and the Eagles are going to go to a 5-man or 6-man front, Zach Bond will be an outside linebacker. Like, you can see the adjustments now, 17, 18 weeks later.
Yeah, Baldy, and I think at some point this offseason, and maybe it was during the season earlier, but I think it was offseason, that Sean McVay and Matt LaFleur talked about the defensive coordinator that sort of gave them the most problems, and they brought up Vic Fangio. You saw what he did against LaFleur last week. He's faced Sean McVay earlier this year. I'm just wondering, when I look at that interior part of the line, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, and really Milton Williams, man, they really were a difference maker in that first game.
They were, Ike. I mean, that was a pretty much a domination up front. And, well, the Rams offensive line played well the other night, for the most part. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're really no match for the Eagles. Eagles are just much better in the trenches than the Rams are. The Vikings, they couldn't even stay on their feet against the pass rush of the Rams. And they're good. Jared Verse and all those guys are good. But to that side of the ball, I think the Eagles are just much better. I mean, Jalen Carter is a handful for anybody. Nobody really can handle him one-on-one in this business. And really, it's about drafting well, which they've done.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about player development. And so to watch Nolan Smith play now, play his best game as an Eagle last Sunday, I mean, that's a credit to, the assistant coaches, to Vic, putting him in good positions. Now he's playing with tremendous confidence. He can play in a walk-away position as an outside linebacker, which they want, so they can rush from the other side with a little bit more strength. So they've got a lot more flexibility because the players are real familiar with the scheme right now. But if they want to reduce the front, Ike, and say, okay, Kyren Williams, you're not running it up the middle on us, they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Baldy, there's been, over to the offense from Sunday, before we totally move on to the Rams, there's been a lot of debate because the passing game, and Nick said this and Kellen said this, the passing game wasn't as good as they wanted it to be on Sunday. There's been some debate whether that was a play-calling issue or whether it was a Jalen issue. How did you see it?
Well, they got to call passes to have a passing game.
Well, they called 30 passes.
Well, I mean, they're running it on 3rd and 8 and 3rd and 12 and 3rd and 13. They're not even trying. So, I mean, they've got two of the maybe the best tandem receivers amongst the best tandem. They don't even try. So, I mean, I think that's part of it is play calling. They were content to punt. They're not gonna run it on 3rd and 13. I mean, 1 out of 100, you're gonna convert there, even with Saquon. So, I mean, but look, I mean, Jalen holds the ball a long time. The touchdown to John Dotson. He had 7 seconds to throw it. But if he tried to throw it earlier, I don't see anybody open. They played a matchup zone. They matched up everybody. The only guy that uncovered was Jahan Dotson, and he got the time to make the throw. So there wasn't a whole lot there on timing. I thought Jeff Heffley did a good job of kind of matching guys up, and, you didn't see a lot of separation at times when they were trying to throw it. So Jalen either held it, threw it away, or ran it. I'd like to see an offense that wants to attack. I think that's how you have to win Super Bowls. So you have to attack. You can't just play, all right, we'll put our defense out there. They're playing good. I mean, I think you got to take some shots, too. And they didn't take any.
Yeah, you answered the question before I even got a chance to ask you, Baldy. That's what I was going to ask you, whether or not you believe, can they go win a Super Bowl this way? That's another thing we've been discussing. We're such a heavy run team. We don't throw the ball. And you just said it, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 13, we're running the football. I don't know if you can do that. You may get away with that against Green Bay or the Rams. I don't know if you can go to Detroit and win that way. How do you feel about that as far as using this as a formula to try to win a title?
I don't think you can win it. But, the game always dictates what you do. If they have a 10-point lead against Detroit and they feel comfortable running it,
right,
the defense is playing lights out, maybe you can. But, Detroit's been putting up a minimum of 30 on everybody. So, and we'll see what they do this week against Washington, but that is a great offense that can score from everywhere. So you have to be prepared to play fast-break football, to play in a shootout, because that's what Detroit has been doing in games. And that's what some of the teams in the AFC have done this year. So, personally, I like preparing for those moments when you got to play that style. And so it remains to be seen if they can play. I know they put up 30 plus against Washington a couple weeks ago. They took advantage of a lot of turnovers. And I know, obviously Jalen was in there for most of the game, but for the most part, can you get away with Jalen, who's, won basically 11 in a row here. Can you get away with just running or throwing it 20, 22 times a game? I have my doubts about that against a couple of teams that they might face.
So the last time the Eagles played the Rams, it was probably the Eagles' best offensive performance of the year. Is there anything different from a defensive – and that was, the Rams at that time, going into the game was 5-5. So is there anything different about the Rams' defense today than that day that might prevent the Eagles from having a similar sort of performance?
I don't think so. They opened up the third quarter of that game. It was 13-7 at halftime. In the first play of the third quarter, they ran a basic inside zone, and they blocked everybody up. and Saquon went 70 and opened the game up on one play. And they did it again in the fourth quarter. Now, there's a lot of things you can do. Shula could do a lot of different things. You can put Bobby Brown in the nose. They got different guys that can play on top of it. You can reduce the front. You can stack the box. You can do a lot of different things here. And are they willing to do that to shut Saquon down and make, you know, make Jalen beat you? I mean, I think they've got some excellent pass rushers, but you would never know it. You know, the last time they played, nobody had any problem with Jared Verse or Braden Fisk or, you know, Kobe Turner. They didn't have any problem with those guys. But they have been good pass rushers. They were great on Monday night. They have been good all year. They are good young players. But I didn't see the Eagles having any issues with those with that front.
So the Rams win on Monday night felt, you know, emotional, right? I mean, with all that's going on in L.A., they move the home game, and they look – we asked Jordan about it, and he said when he watched the game, they looked hungry to him. A lot of times when a team has an emotional game like that, it's either it could either be the start of something or it's hard to get there again. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, hard to hit that emotional
– No, I understand, Spike. I mean, it's a good point. And, you know, I think the Rams got the short stick here. I mean, you play late on Monday night, all right? You got to travel back to L.A. It's a mess back there for players, personnel, friends of those people. It's a mess. So, you know, you're heartbroken when you go back. And now you got a short week to come back here. The Eagles had a full extra day to prepare, you know, than the Rams did. They had an extra day to prepare. Just maybe not on the practice field, but certainly from a preparation, game planning, all that stuff. And now they got to travel all the way across the country. And but can they summon that type of energy that they played with? Well, if they do, they look like, I mean, they were so much better than Minnesota the other night. And I thought Minnesota would play a lot better than that. They didn't. But that was part of it. They played really fast. They got off blocks. Stafford came out super hot. Like, hit every single receiver, even if they were covered. That throw to Tyler Higbee on the opening drive was a dime. And he could play like that. So you can't take any of it lightly for sure. But I do feel like the Rams got the short stick. And it remains to be seen, to your point, if they can play at that vibration level that they played with on Monday night.
So 3 o'clock Sunday, Eagles-Rams. How do you see it going?
Well, I thought the Eagles would go 4-0 in the postseason. I'm not changing that. I think they're the best team, best all-around team in the tournament. And so I think the Eagles take care of business. I don't know if it's they're going to put up 550 yards of offense like they did, you know, back in, you know, November 24th. But I think they should have a good day. And then it's a question of, you know, can this front just get after some of the edge protectors on Matt Stafford? Because if you get to Matt Stafford, he's going to give you two. So, you know, it's a question of if you're going to catch them or not. But they've been taking the ball away in record numbers here over the last 6 weeks. So if they do that, then I don't think this game's going to be close.
All right, Baldy, we appreciate you. And hopefully next Wednesday at 4 o'clock, we're talking about Eagles.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're talking about Eagles Commanders in Philadelphia, but more likely Eagles Lions. Thank you as always, Baldy.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yep.
There he is, Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the best football show podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious.
He said, good point, Spike.
I know. Do you hear that right at the end?
And there you go.
Got there. And
He's making progress.
He also agreed that the Eagles should be aggressive.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
He did.
Yes.
He did. And that's...
But you said it.
No. But... Sorry, dog.
Just, you know...
We're taking baby steps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're growing. It's only week 20.
Yeah.
We're growing.
215-592-9494. Are you a Nick guy or are you just warm? Are you just waiting? Are you just waiting for him to screw up so you can blame him? 215-592-9494. Kenny, I'm the Dirty 30. You're on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
I left Sunday's game in such a great mood. We're moving on to the divisional round. The stadium was rocking. Everything was great. But I'm starting to listen to fans and some of the hosts in the station, and I'm starting to think maybe we've become entitled. Because it's not enough that we have a great running back, the best in the league, and the best offensive line in the league, and the best defense statistically in the league. Now we have to have a quarterback that's Tom Brady and Joe Montana wrapped together. He played, like I said, he played well enough. Could he have played better? Yeah, but we didn't really need him to play much better than he did because we won. I just feel sometimes that we don't really have the right to be this entitled when we're winning games. And there's so many teams out there that would kill to have one of the things that we have. Are we too close?
Kenny. Now, I don't remember the call specifically, but when the Eagles back in Ike's day were winning game after game after game, and our head coach and our quarterback were, looking back on it, the best head coach in the history of the franchise and the best quarterback in the history of the franchise, you're telling me that you never complained about how Donovan played, even if they won, and never complained about Andy, even if they won. That's what you're telling me.
I complained about Donovan every day because I didn't like him.
Okay. Angelo Castaldi.
And you did. You probably complained about Andy and clock management and throwing the ball too much. Probably did that, too.
Absolutely.
Okay, so
take it down a notch.
Yeah, like this whole crying about the fan base wanting a player to play better, it's like we're all scared that we're going to see him in the supermarket and he's going to call us on it. Like, what are you doing? You were a dirty 30 guy, and you're
allegedly
calling and telling me that we should just be happier all the time. You and your kind complained about Andy Reid for 14 years. You complained about Donovan every year he was here. Like, what are you talking about? It's the exact same.
We were entitled 4 NFC championships in a row. We can demand more because we didn't win them. And then we still didn't win. This is different because we haven't quite got the success under us.
We won a Super Bowl 7 years ago, and we were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Different coaches, different players, different quarterbacks.
Come on, man. Saying,
I think he's playing well enough. All right. I was at the game. There was one play where he held the ball way too long and got sacked, and he had three people out in running routes, and all of them ran long, and none of them ran back to the ball. Sometimes it's not the quarterback's fault. And you know what? He didn't make a mistake. He played a great game in the Super Bowl. He made one mistake that cost us the game. He didn't do that. He didn't do that Sunday.
Well, he made mistakes on Sunday. He didn't turn the ball over, but he made mistakes.
No, I mean, he didn't make the crucial mistake that cost us the game.
That's correct. That he did not turn the ball over, and that's really important.
Here's another thing, too.
Yeah.
Our offense, unlike Detroit gets the ball, and they score. Detroit doesn't have any of these 12-minute drives to end a game like we do. We're slow and steady, and sometimes slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah, well, hopefully. Yeah. So do you have any complaints about Sirianni, or are you a Sirianni guy?
Well, okay, so you asked me before the bye, I was calling him Nicky Cotite.
Right.
The guy confounds me because every time I get pissed at him, then he does something to make me like him
again.
Well,
but he wins. How could you possibly complain about him, Kenny?
Does win a lot.
Yeah. Well, in the end, if you're looking at it, I mean, look at his winning percentage.
Yes.
I mean, shoot.
Yeah. So, I mean, so why does it feel to me like you're just waiting for him to lose so you can blame him?
Because I'm a fan and I can switch on a dime.
Ah.
There you go. Well, at least you know. So yeah.
Therapy session for us here, Kenny. I just want you to. I want you to be true to who you are.
Right now, I'm loving the Eagles and everything they're doing. Right now, I'm so excited for Sunday. I can't wait.
All right.
But I just, yeah. All right, that's where I am.
All right,
and
brother.
I reserve the right to flip on a dime.
Yeah.
There it is.
All right, Kenny. Thank you for the call.
Yep.
I mean, the nerve of Kenny to say, how could we possibly complain when we win football games? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I know.
That was like,
it was 20 years.
Yes.
Of Angelo's army.
So much so that when you would talk to people from other cities, they would be like, why didn't you like Andy Reid or Donovan McNabb?
Yeah, they assumed everybody did.
Yes. Oh, man. So funny coming from him. So funny. I love Kenny. Yoshi in Brewery Town. Yoshi, you're on WIP.
My man, Spike, Big A, Jaggy, baby. Did you just smirk?
I did not. I didn't do it. Hey, Yosh, you come in hot a lot. You know what I mean? I didn't say anything.
I'm just messing. You know I can't come in without acting up a little bit. What's next? And everybody, I got cut off, but I love my wife. I love my wife. I look at those women, but I love what I got at home. That's what I was trying
good
to
disclaimer.
Say.
Yeah. Good disclaimer.
We got you.
Yeah, you were out of pocket yesterday, Yosh.
We tried to save you from yourself yesterday.
Pocket a lot. My wife actually heard it. As soon as I walked in the house, she was like, "You love Beyonce and Rihanna?" I said, "Well, look where I'm at." And she said, "Get in there and make me a sandwich and warm me up a muffin." I said, "Yes, ma'am. That's right. I know what I got at home. Look, man, I'm a Nick guy. We went from 14-11 to 9-8 playoffs, 14-3 Super Bowl, a Super Bowl hungover, dysfunctional locker room, and no cohesion in this team whatsoever last year. 11-6 playoff, 14-3 Man, we got the two best records with this dude since 49-60 You got to ride with this dude. He get a little annoying in his presser sometimes. That's the only thing that gets me when he just draw it out sometimes talking. But he's been doing better this year. I'm going to keep riding with Nick. That's my dude. I'm in the passenger seat with Ike Reese, Jack, Spike. Y'all kind of suspect. What's saying? Y'all sometiming. Because if it don't go well sometime down the road, what's saying? I can see y'all jumping ship. And Spike going talk about you can't leave, but boy, you gonna be wiggling in that straight jacket if it goes away, boy. I'm telling you, if it go off the hinges, you gonna be tripping. And Spike is, look, I'm putting it to you like this: Ike is prime rib. Everybody like Ike. Jack Jello, you know, everybody like a little Jello. What's saying? You know what?
What does that mean?
Spike is like caviar. It's an acquired taste. You know what
Hold
I mean?
On, what is Spike?
You know. Spike is caviar.
It's caviar.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Expensive. Expensive and salty.
Yeah, I get asked every day, man. Like, man, like, I've had people ask me, do I get paid to be nice? I say, they ain't paying me nothing. I just like the guy. What's saying? He all right. You know what I mean? He's a cool dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, you
yeah, Spike get, ain't bad. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
He is.
He's evil, but he's a he's cool evil. Dude. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if he wants to be described as being evil.
Spike know what I'm talking about. He's sinister, boy. I'm going to say that word. He's
yeah, there you go. I like sinister.
Sinister
yes.
is a little
I like,
better
I like
than
sinister,
evil.
Yes.
All right, I ain't mean the evil. I was thinking about Dr. Evil because that's what I'm always putting under his
right.
Twitter.
Gotcha. Okay.
When he's plotting. And this QB1 stuff, man, look. He had the best game on Sunday, but the thing is, what I think what people are looking at, he kept making the plays on Sunday to extend the game when needed. First half, throw it out. Second half, he kept making the plays that he needed. This Rams thing scoring 27 and annihilating Minnesota. Look, the Rams scored 40. I tried to get this out yesterday. They scored 44 points against the Buffalo Bills. But then they played San Fran, the Jets, and Arizona and scored 44 points in 3 weeks. So don't get all hype off what they did on a Monday night, because they could come in here and what's the name, and they could give us the daggone points that Minnesota had this week. Everybody in this playoffs is on our level. The only team that we had to be scared of going into this playoff is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because they have our number. They have our number.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody else, I see them on our level. We didn't beat everybody in the playoffs. Like everybody, the last time they saw us, like as a team, we didn't beat them. Even Kansas City, Baltimore, Detroit, the Rams,
Buffalo. Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo. If we beat the Commanders, we was going to beat the Commanders if Jalen had them went down. You saw how that game started out. We was on fire. We was taking them to Pound Town. We was on fire. So what's the name? Like, yeah. Man, I'm telling you. Like, let's get our mind right. But, yeah, I'm a Nick guy all day. I ride with him. Just don't let him talk too much. And, I'm going to go in the house and I'll tell my wife she look like Rihanna. I'm going to tell her.
There you go.
Yosh not only went too far for the radio show yesterday, went too far with his marriage.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah. That sounds like you had to go out and make an apology call today.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, my wife had you in the corner last
night. That's right.
Night.
It's almost like he's reading a statement.
Yes.
He started his phone call.
Coming up next, two possibilities.
Eagles Insider of the Year, LeSean McCoy.
Well,
you'll find out which one it is.
Could Shady be on Eagles,
the Eagles Insider of the Year? He has been before. He has been before. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, I don't know. This, that, or the
serious,
other.
Serious business on this show.
Yeah, well.
By the way?
Yeah.
Carl Anthony Towns just showed up at the Wells Fargo Center. Guess what he's wearing?
Oh, he's wearing Eagles.
Eagles sweater. Yeah, yeah, one of us. Hashtag one of us.
Yeah, big Eagles.
He is.
Oh, get out of here.
No, he's an Eagles guy. Man. He's a Jersey guy, right?
Yes.
He's from Jersey.
Yes, he's an Eagles fan. Him and Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, listen. You can like, right. I want him to.
Bridges is too. Yeah, like
Bridges.
Hold on. Mikal Bridges is a Chestmont guy, so I'm on. We play in the same conference.
Oh.
Listen. Everybody can't grow up in Philadelphia to be
Well,
Eagles
I was
fan.
Told over the weekend to get out of the city. You know, they're not even allowed to root for the teams if you weren't born in Philadelphia. Oh, okay. And by the way, again, I want one of these guys. I just need to start breaking down the Phils.
Yeah.
Like with Carl Anthony Towns. Okay, either you're in on Philadelphia or you're just an Eagles fan. That's my question.
That's what it always is. You want to know if he likes all the Philadelphia teams.
I'm just sick and tired of all these Eagles
Everybody
fans.
Everybody jumping on the Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles fans, celebrity fans. Give me more Miles Tellers.
Got
our boy Morris Chestnut out there.
Well,
how about Dawn Staley?
Well, she's real.
Come on, man. Go Staley.
But she's a fraud, too. She's cheering for the Knicks last year.
That was a tough scene.
She was cheering for the Knicks.
What did it say?
Yes.
After they beat us.
After the Sixers were eliminated. No.
Well, she's actually from here.
Yes. Dawn Staley, what? Gone. But Carl Anthony Towns, the weird voice. He's out.
I love it.
So good.
I love it. I forgot about the whole Knicks thing afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with Coach Staley.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Coach Staley. Yeah, all-time great.
No, she's in.
Yeah, out. You know what it's got to be? It's like, you know, I love my brothers here, but I'm a Sixers fan. Blah, blah, blah. It can't be like,
right.
Well, we lost. Go Knicks. It's like, nah. Especially after that series with the.
What was her reason for like doing the whole Knicks thing?
Didn't they send her something? I think those guys maybe sent her something.
Yeah, I know it was something, right?
Yeah. No. It's like if you could be won over with a jersey with your name on it. Come on.
Oh, that is
no
so
disrespect.
No disrespect.
No disrespect. Hey, yes. It's time for Eagles Insider of the Year.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Here we are.
What we got?
Well, this is the home stretch, and this is when, you know, the Eagles Insiders who come to play, clutch time performers in the stretch, that's when they come in. So Eagles Insider of the Year will be awarded after the Super Bowl, week after the Super Bowl or so.
Mm.
Last week's power rankings, number 5 was Jordan Mailata. Number 4, the Jacksonville Jaguars Twitter account.
And what was that for?
Because they announced Kellen Moore as a candidate.
Oh, we're really scraping the bottom of the bottom of the barrel.
Let me tell you, the Jaguars Twitter account had it,
yeah.
And friggin' Elliott didn't, and friggin' right. McManus and newspaper reporter.
Else had it. Yeah.
Again, Elliott doesn't get squat-a.
Where's Joe Salaquito when you need him? You know,
I've been asking that
for
years.
That guy's on a milk carton.
Well, let me say, if the Eagles lose, yeah. So, last week, as I said, number 4, Jaguars Twitter account. Number 3, Jeremy Fowler and Mike Garafolo. Number 2, Tim McManus. And number 1, I believe the first time he was at that position, Elliott Shore Parks.
Mm.
Was it number 1? Here are this week's Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. At number 5, his first entrance into the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings, Zach Berman.
Wow.
And
the reason he's there is because he tried to grease up Jordan Mailata with that little award to try to get more information out of him.
Yep.
Did he get a scoop? No. But was he at least working for it? Yes.
Yes.
How long did it take him to grease up Jordan Mailata?
Oh, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
Oh, Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Never mind. But
yeah.
Again, I was not aware that Ike is also a 2-time winner of the Nice Guy Media Award.
Yes.
I want to know when it went away. And why it came back. Like, what players were
good
here?
Question.
Oh, yeah. That is a good question.
Yeah, I have. Because I won mine in 03 and 04. Yeah, I don't know what happened after that. That was 20 years ago.
So, number 4 a guy who has not been in the power rankings since the early iterations of Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings, D-Gun.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
D-Gunner?
D-Gun breaks the story that the Eagles fan who called that Packers lady names was not going to be permitted to future Eagles games, and they were going to send her a bunch of Packers gear. That scoop came from D-Gun, who's just been laying in the weeds.
Yes. Now, by the way,
if you thought D-Gun had no chance to win this, you were wrong.
Totally wrong. Yep. He's been the GOAT for a long time.
Yep.
Now, that guy has spoken.
Oh.
He said there's two sides to that. He was provoked.
Well, okay. Probably fair.
Now, he said obviously what he said was totally wrong.
Right.
That there he was provoked.
I'm sure he was provoked. The thing is,
still can't happen.
Look, everybody, my guess is everybody involved in that was being an annoying weirdo.
Right.
I bet.
But provoked how?
I don't care what he says to you. You say that to his girlfriends, like.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Who are you being? Because if you were provoked by him, why wouldn't you just address him?
Him. Right.
Right? Like, why are you going after the wife? If you're telling me she provoked you? Like, how?
Yeah.
It's kind of dangerous for anybody in opposing team's gear to provoke any Eagles fan.
Right.
In their building.
It's like, I'm sure he was provoking you, but also, like, I've never even, those words, I don't even want to say those
words. Right, you're not even saying those words. Exactly, yeah. He's not even saying that stuff.
So all of them, you could ship all of them. I hope none of them come to Eagles games anymore. The Packers fans, whatever. All right. Number three.
None of them.
No, it's just like, just go to the game and cheer for your team and have some fun. Holy cow. See, most people in that stadium are being cool. Maybe they're being a little annoying, but like, come on.
You know what's funny about that before you keep going?
Yeah.
The biggest stories coming out of that game is AJ reading the book on the sideline and this fan.
Right.
This
yes.
fan situation.
Yes. By the way, we won a playoff game.
Yes, we won the damn playoff game. Go ahead.
Number three, Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. His first appearance.
What you got?
Big Dom.
Big Dom?
Because Big Dom.
He definitely does not want to be in the top five.
I don't think so.
Well, he found the guy.
I know.
He found the guy, which makes him an insider.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I know he doesn't want to be considered. And if we gave him number one at the end of the year, he would probably be pretty pissed off at us.
Yeah, well, he would not be happy. Well, I mean, he just certainly would not be comfortable with it.
Yes.
No.
So here we go to the top two.
Wow.
You have to wonder where Elliott lands. Does he keep his number one spot?
I forgot. Yeah, you hadn't said Elliott.
I don't think he asked the question today, so I'd hope not.
Elliott Shore Parks. Who is number two? Elliott Shore Parks.
Oh, wow. Thank God.
Drops one spot.
Somebody's replaced ESP?
Well, look.
Beat writer we need?
Look. Some say it was because Elliott took Jalen's grade from a C- to a B. Those people are wrong.
And that'll be addressed to the top five.
Yeah, the truth is, we just haven't seen very much out of Elliott over the last week, and it's hotly contested right now.
I wonder why that is. He's not getting many questions in the press conference.
I noticed.
What's going on with that?
They've shut him out.
Yeah. We hear a lot of Rube. We hear Zangaro.
Yeah.
And he also caused an epidemic down at the NovaCare facility.
What do you do?
All these beat writers are cursing now, open and freely. There's another.
Oh yeah, who cursed today?
The Athletic guy, Brooks Keb something.
People are cursing. Really?
Well, they're quoting Nick, but they're saying BS.
Oh, and they're saying it back to him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which was started by Elliott, who opened up the gates for everyone down there thinking it's okay to curse.
Right. Remember when Elliott quoted somebody and cursed at a press conference?
I do remember. Who was that? I remember.
Elliott said it to Jalen.
Right.
So he said that Nick said that it's BS that you're a game manager, but
right,
he said the
that's
full
what
word.
It was. Yes.
Someone
yes.
else said the S word later in a different press conference, and this is now the third occurrence of a beat reporter cursing in a press conference.
You can say BS.
You can just say BS by saying your point. Like, can someone down and be professional?
Oh, so they're not using the actual initials. They're saying it. Oh, yeah. Wow. Really?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So
you don't need to be all accurate all the time. You know, some things are over the air.
So the question is, who is number one? And I feel like this guy, maybe his big stories aren't in tweets, but his big stories are in stories.
Oh, I know where you're
going. And it's the second time he's come up with one. Tim McManus at number one.
Congratulations, Tim.
Tim McManus's story today about Nick Sirianni, with everyone giving the stories about the notes, the N'Kobe Dean note, the Isaiah Rodgers note, the Jordan Mailata father story, the quote from Rick Lovato, all of that stuff. Though, you know, people think being an insider is just posting a tweet that says so-and-so is fired or so-and-so is injured. Mm-hmm. No. You have access. Use the access for inside stories.
Anyone could have got that story.
Yes.
You know?
You could have. Jordan's there every day. N'Kobe Dean's there every day. Isaiah Rodgers is there every day.
Sometimes you got to want it.
Yeah. You got to have an idea.
And that's what we're questioning Elliot on.
Yes. So Elliot drops a two. Tim McManus, number one.
I'm sure he'd be ready to get questions in today.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Look, that battery in his back.
The thing about Eagles Insider of the Year is you think it doesn't make a difference. It makes a difference. It motivates people.
It does.
And
hasn't motivated me much, but yeah,
No. You're laying in the weeds.
You're like a fat cat.
Yes. Speaking of being motivated,
yes,
you should be motivated to perform like a champion in the bedroom.
Now I'm awake.
Yes, sir. And how do you do it? Well, you climb up. You want to be number one in the power rankings of getting busy in the bedroom.
Yeah.
How do you get to number one in the power rankings? Blue Chew.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, just pop a Blue Chew. You in the bedroom with your partner, you want to be able to be at peak performance. Blue Chew gets you there.
It really pops out and it grows.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm waiting patiently.
For the package?
For the package.
Yeah, yes. Sure you
checked
are.
Checked the mailbox the day before I left.
It's a little brown, brown envelope.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it is a hard brown envelope is what it is.
Man.
Yeah.
Even the envelope is hard.
Even the envelope, damn it.
My bad.
Even the envelopes are hard.
So Blue Chew is an online service, gets you the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, Levitra, Staxin, but it's in chewable form.
That's the best part.
Yes. Because you never know when it's going to be that time. Maybe you get the text message from your wife and it's like, tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night.
You're on your way home from work. You don't have a drink to be swallowing a pill or whatever. Mm-hmm. You just get the chewable Blue Chew.
And I will say.
Yes.
Me and Renee, we do have like text messages that we send to each other where it's like, yeah, today's the day.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You're married as long as we've been married.
See?
Yeah.
Keep a couple of Blue Chews in the backpack.
Man, right there in the console in the car.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
The good news is since it's all online.
And made in the USA.
And made in the USA. Well, yes. You don't need to worry about a doctor's appointment because you go online, you have a consultation with one of their providers. Very quick. I already did it. Very quick. No waiting. And you don't have to worry about waiting in line at pharmacy because they're going to send it to you in a very
Discreet package.
Yes.
And by the way, nothing to be embarrassed about here. Nothing to be embarrassed about. You want to perform the best you can.
I'm telling you, fellas, join the party.
Join the party.
This is going to be a movement this year.
The Blue Chew movement.
Okay. Yep. That's the next movement?
It's going to be a movement, man. I'm telling you.
So
everyone's walking around with Blue Chews.
Their providers will work with you. There's a bunch of different ingredients. They'll work with you to find the right one. And then you get it for free.
Yeah.
For free? What did I just say? For free. Great offer for free. Go to BlueChew.com. Consult with a licensed medical provider. Get your first month free.
It's a movement.
It is a movement. And remember, when you get that Blue Chew, you chew it. And do it.
Chew it and do it, baby.
And remember Lance Armstrong, one of the best of all time.
PEDs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Helped him out.
Mark McGuire.
You don't have to wear the yellow bracelet.
And by the way, you're never going to have to tweet an apology about using these PEDs.
And they're not going to bring you to Congress.
No.
Nope.
Absolutely not. If they do, it means, I guess, that you did something right. All the congressmen want to know how you did it. Okay. Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, let's get it back to business.
Yeah.
Is going to be the head coach of the New England Patriots. He was asked at a press conference about a Philadelphia Eagle, and his answer was something. Here it is.
Maybe if you provide free books on the sidelines, you might be able to get a certain wide receiver here.
Yeah, we'll see. But
was he a big reader back when you guys were together?
I think AJ's just trying to find ways I'm proud of his development, his personal development, and working on himself and working on controlling his and getting back to center. And again, he's a passionate player, and I love him to death, and I have a very, very close relationship with him.
Whoa. By the way, I was in a press conference on the Greg Hill Show, which is on our station up there in Boston, WEEI.
That's so, not tampering?
What's that?
That's not tampering?
So they asked him, but they purposely didn't even mention the name of the
exactly.
player.
He did.
Yeah. I don't know. Should we submit that to Goodell?
Well, it's out there in the ethos.
Well, he says, I have a very close relationship with him.
I view that as tampering.
It's, well, and.
I mean, Magic couldn't even work out Ben Johnson without getting fined $500,000. Remember?
Oh,
Ben
yes.
Remember that happened?
Yeah.
Ben Johnson is.
Now, so what did I say? Did I say Ben Johnson?
Ben Johnson. Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons. Oh, Ben Simmons. Oh, did I say Ben Johnson?
Ben Johnson, who is another PED guy.
Well.
Well, I'm thinking of
you. He doesn't know that.
Oh,
Ben
different,
Johnson.
Different
yes.
Ben Johnson.
And I know Ike's got Johnson on the mind. It's just.
I do.
But yes, he could not work out Ben Simmons.
Yes, Ben Simmons, yes.
Do you know who the Ben Johnson is that I'm talking about?
He's a racer?
He was
a racer?
A sprinter.
Whatever.
Yes.
Well, he was.
Was he Canadian?
Yes.
Ben Johnson. I don't know why I said racer.
Yeah, why? Yeah.
No one's ever referred to a sprinter as a racer. I totally. That's on
okay,
me.
Okay, long as you know why I looked at you that way.
Yeah,
I'm like, what?
I know. It slipped out.
You could have just said a runner.
Well,
he's a runner.
Speaking of AJ and Vrabel, what I want everybody to be prepared for, and we don't want to hear this, but if the Eagles lose in a way where the offense doesn't look great this postseason, there will be people talking about this sort of thing, about traits.
Yeah.
You know, about whether it's Jalen or AJ, and AJ was, you know, little chatty after the season last year. We were in the offseason when he didn't have a contract and talking about what team he would be on. So it doesn't mean that anybody's getting traded, but I would be prepared for those rumors to circulate if the Eagles do not. I think we're trying to figure out where it goes. If the Eagles get to the Super Bowl, I think we're pretty safe, but I think if they lose anywhere before that, I think especially if that is a loss where the offense doesn't look good, I think we should be prepared to hear those rumors. I think we'll hear them.
I mean, you may hear them out there. I feel confident in saying half this roster may get traded before A.J. Brown's not here.
You think so?
Yeah, hey, they love A.J.
Yeah. You could hear the way Sirianni talked about it.
That's what I was going to say. Did you hear Nick Sirianni yesterday?
Yeah.
That's the one that's seemingly the top dog in the building.
Yeah. Chuck in Mount Airy, 2 days in a row. You're on WIP. What's up,
Feeling
Chuck?
Back at home, aren't you, Chuck?
A little bit. What's up, Ike? What's up, Spike?
What's up, brother Chuck?
I mean, listen. Hey, listen, I'm just dipping my foot in the water, man. Listen, you talking about Sirianni might not, his ass might not be here next year. You talking about he's saving A.J. Brown. You know what I mean? Listen, he got to worry about his job being here next year. But listen, that guy that you guys talking about, the stadium, he got fired from his job today.
Yeah, I know. That sucks.
No, it doesn't.
What sucks? Right? He got fired, man. I don't want anybody to get fired.
No, he should, man. You don't talk. Listen, here's the thing. We live in a society, in a world, that people think they can talk to people any kind of. That's nobody's wife, man. You talk to my wife like that, I tell you, you've been sipping on a straw for about 6 months, man. I'm serious, man. That girl should fire. She should fire her husband when she get back home. Divorce his ass. Because he was a coward the way he didn't even step up for his wife. There's no way in the world you should be able to do that at a game or none of that. That guy should have gotten fired for that. Everything that comes with him, he deserves it because that was uncalled for. And that's the bottom line.
Let me say this, Mike Tyson. You may have that urge in you to do that, but when you're outnumbered the way they were outnumbered in that area, they both would have gotten beaten down more than likely if he started to fight. So I think he did the right thing by not doing that, by not fighting, because he's outnumbered.
There's ways I could get around that, trust me.
No, there's not.
That game over, you
Chuck is crazy,
outside,
man.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm just saying, you know?
Dude, I've seen too many videos of guys getting their head stomped on the stairwell of the stadium.
Man. It's like,
I'm not getting in a fight with some drunk guy at the stadium.
Yeah.
And then, by the way, who's that helping? Yeah, it's not helping her. You get your ass kicked in a stadium.
She's going to try to protect you, and then now she's in the middle of it.
Yeah. I just think the whole situation, to me, Chuck, the whole situation was unfortunate. I'm sorry that everybody's in it. I don't want anybody.
I don't know anybody in that. I don't know the guy that said it. I don't know if he had a bad, not defending him. I don't know if he had a bad moment. I have no idea. And we've all, this again, I want to be clear. I'm not like sticking up for him. I just know that we've all had bad moments where we say things that we wish we didn't say. And like, I think it's unfortunate that it's wound up in this situation.
Well, if your wife can't look for you for protection, who she can look for? You know what I mean? It's a ways of you know, just conducting yourself as a fan and not behaving that way. He's a jerk, man. He got what he deserved. You know what I'm saying? But that was just one thing. Listen, am I a Nick Sirianni guy? Absolutely not. Okay? This guy does nothing. I'm more of a Kellen Moore guy and a Vic Fangio guy than I am he. He does nothing. He brings nothing to the table. Okay? Not a damn thing. He shaves his head. Well, he writes notes to his players like they're in elementary school. What are you going to do? You going to tuck it in their cubby hole while he's sleeping there for a nap, too? Like, who cares about all that garbage? That doesn't get you closer to a Super Bowl ring. I need Nick Sirianni to bring a Super Bowl ring to Philadelphia. That's about it. And if he can't do that, then his ass could be gone. Peace. Bye. You get somebody in here that can call plays and that can keep a locker room together. I don't like Nick Sirianni a little bit. Even if he wins a Super Bowl, then I'll stay off him. But other than that, no, absolutely not. And as far as Jalen Hurts go, all you people out there, I'm going to say it. The guy played like a bum, okay? And if he loses this game, I'm going to call him an official bum. Because here's the thing. All Jalen Hurts does is keep the other team still in the game. That's all you do. You know what I mean? We could have routed Green Bay. We up here playing around with Green Bay. You know, Buffalo routed Denver, okay? Baltimore routed Pittsburgh. They didn't even have a chance. You know what I mean? That's what the team's supposed to do. We're playing around with a 7 seed. Now, I'm telling you, and Spike don't say it, but I'm going to say it. And all you people can come at me all you want. All you Jalen Hurts lovers and bootlickers.
Oh, believe me, Spike will say it.
I'm telling you, he stinks. You know what I mean? And I'm telling you right now, I'm 2 seconds away from being on his ass because this guy, everything is around him. Everything. I don't know what y'all watching. And Kenny from the 30-30, you're a hypocrite. What a hypocrite. You sit up here, you ruined Donovan's career. This is why Donovan moved to Arizona and didn't stay in Philadelphia when he retired as an Eagle, because you people like you and your crew booed him out the stadium when he got drafted. And you want to call up here to this station and tell us to be grateful for this loser of a player, Jalen Hurts? I'm telling you, man, I am 2 seconds of being on Jalen Hurts behind because he should be better. He should be better. We got everything in our arsenal. We got a great defense. We got a great defensive coordinator. We got a great offensive line. We got a great running back, 2 great wide receivers. And this guy, all he does is throw for 39 yards in the first half. I don't care what y'all say. I know what I'm watching. And what I'm watching ain't good enough to win a Super Bowl. So you guys can get mad all you want. If he loses on Sunday, I promise you, I'm throwing my jersey in the trash, Jalen's jersey in the trash, because he is trash if he loses on Sunday. I guarantee you that.
Wow. Hey, listen.
Strong statement.
I don't have much pushback there. I mean, if he loses, I know he's gonna catch the wrath, and there's not gonna be a lot of defending now, unless he loses in a shootout. The defense stinks come Sunday for some reason, which hasn't happened all year long.
Like, I'm sorry, let me cut you off.
No, go ahead.
When the last time we actually just, you know, last week was an opportunity to put our foot on a person on a team's neck. We went up 7-0, and you got these people actually calling up here and taking up for his play.
Because here's the thing. Here's why, though, Chuck. Here's why. And I'm not saying you don't have a right to have a level of frustration because the offense didn't click as it should have been clicking Sunday. But here's what I'm saying. Here's where you got to give the people who aren't as upset like you are a little bit of grace. Because a lot of people are just like, man, win. I don't care if you win by 1 or if you win by 30. I'm not saying you're wrong for feeling the way you feel, but there are fans that are just like, we're in the playoffs right now, and style points don't matter. As long as you win and get to the next week, that's all fans really care about. That's the majority of fans. The majority. I'm not saying there aren't some that are looking at that game and be like, man, we should be better than what we are, because what you're doing is basically saying that ain't going to be good enough to win the Super Bowl and win the NFC Championship. And I understand where that feeling is coming from. I'm just more or less in the moment like, you know what? We won that game. Hopefully he's better Sunday.
Mike, I hear what you said, right? All I hear is he's not – I hear what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
All I hear is he's not turning the ball over.
Right.
Well, he's not turning the ball over. He also is not giving his playmakers an opportunity to make a touchdown because, you know, distance
that's fair.
From
team that can possibly come back in the fourth quarter and beat us. And then and all I hear is all he does is win. I get that. And he makes the play when we need it. But if he would make the play earlier, we wouldn't need it in that time that you said he made the play when we need it. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Chuck.
We don't need to be in a close game with Green Bay. We just don't, man. Y'all have a good day.
All right. I largely agree with Chuck.
Listen, I hear the frustration. I get it. I hear it. Now, here's the thing. Where you'll get pushback from most fans, see, you won't get much pushback today. But doing that the day after they win the game.
It's tough.
It's tough to do because most fans are still excited and happy they won the game.
Yeah. It's a weird thing to win a playoff game and be like, you know, but I'm mad.
Right.
You know, it's a different thing in week six, you know, against Jacksonville.
Exactly. Exactly.
And last thing on Chuck. He was happy the guy lost his job because of something he said. It's almost like if you threaten to cut off the fingers of somebody.
Let's not.
You're doing so well.
Yes, exactly.
I'm just saying. We all say things we regret.
Yes.
You know?
I'm glad you waited until the call was over.
See? Strategic. Jack.
Me and Jack are like, we were doing well here. Because he needs Chuck back.
I know.
Yeah, Jack needs
Chuck back. Did you hear that? He's always right at the top of the board. Like, I get it,
Jack.
Doesn't
wait.
I get it, Jack. I get it.
I'm glad.
Well, but he needs to say, I want to be an afternoon show caller again.
Listen, he's doing well.
He needs to say that.
He's doing well.
He needs to say
he'll get there. Right. We're welcoming him back. We can't have his brilliance, and that's what I'm calling it, wasted on the morning show.
I agree. But it's a two-way street. What's coming up in the top 5 of 5?
You just did the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
Yeah, what are you doing?
The worm power rankings.
Oh, we haven't had worm rankings in a while.
That's right.
Okay. Worm. Oh, no. Am I in the worm rankings?
You are not.
Okay.
And neither is Ike.
Okay. All right.
Ike's the man.
No, I'm not in the worm rankings.
All right. Coming up next, the top 5 of 5. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.